Welcome to the Keynote Podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
This morning, though, it's going to be a little bit different from what we normally do because you're going to participate fully in what we're doing. You're not going to just sit and listen. But first of all, I'm just going to bring you a short message from Hebrews chapter 6. If you've got the truth version, you can turn to it. Otherwise, you can just listen. I'm going to start from verse 13. God gave Abraham his solemn promise on his own honor, for there was no one greater by whom he could swear that he would be faithful. Now, what the original says literally is that he took an oath, he swore by himself. Now, everything that God says is true, because he is the truth. So God never needed to take an oath or to swear by himself. He must have had a particular reason for doing this. You will all be familiar with the fact that certainly in this country, and I expect in most of the countries you come from, if somebody is a witness in a law case, before they give their testimony, they are asked to take an oath. And historically, that was on the Bible. The reason why people held the Bible or laid their hands on the Bible was because people were in awe of God and of the Scriptures. This is the holy word of God. And therefore, it was believed that if anybody solemnly swore to swear by the Bible, they would be in very serious spiritual trouble with God if they were not to tell the truth. Now, of course, today people don't have the fear of God nor the fear of his word in the same way. So often people take oaths and then they swear then they tell all kinds of falsehoods afterwards, some of them, not all, of course, because there isn't that same respect for the authority of God's word. But of course, God doesn't need to take oaths to swear by himself, because we know that everything he says is true. So he must have had a particular reason for doing this. And the writer to Hebrews explains why he did it. God gave Abraham his solemn promise on his own honor, for there was no greater by whom he could swear that he would be faithful. He said, "Without doubt, I will bless you and give you many descendants." After waiting patiently, Abraham saw the promise fulfilled. When men make solemn promises, they swear by someone greater than themselves, the name of God. But by taking an oath, they confirm that what they say is true and beyond any argument. Why should God make his promises on oath? Because he wanted to make absolutely clear that his purposes never change. It is clear to all his children that he is faithful in keeping his word because he confirmed his promises by taking an oath. So the writer is saying the only reason why God did this was so that everybody would be absolutely clear that every word he has spoken and every promise he has given is true, and he will never break his word, he will never fail to fulfill his promises when we believe them. And of course, sometimes attached to the promise is a condition. And that condition is actually part of the promise. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, Jesus said, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. But there's a condition there. We can't just say, Jesus promises that he will give us whatever we wish. No, no, no. He says, if you live in me and my words live in you, then whatever you wish and ask in prayer, God will give you. Because, you see, if you're living in him and he's living in you, you're not going to ask for something that is contrary to his will. So that condition is actually part of the promise. The promise isn't simply, I will give you whatever you ask. So we have to understand that when Jesus speaks, he doesn't expect us just to extract the part that we like and disregard the part we don't like, because it's a challenge to us. But in giving all the promises, the wonderful promises that he gave to Abraham, and of course to other men and women of God in Scripture and ever since, God is always faithful in fulfilling those promises. Sometimes, like Abraham, they have to wait to see the fulfillment of those promises. For example, God gave Abraham and Sarah the promise that they would have a son 25 years before Isaac was born. That's quite a long time to have to wait for the fulfillment of a promise, especially when you're 75 and the promise was given. That's my age now. And if God was to give me a promise that I'm going to have another son, I don't think my wife would join in that promise with any great expectations of joy. She's had her childbirth, and I don't think she would want to start again at her age. But this was the situation in which Abraham and Sarah were placed, and God gave his promise. He swore by himself that this is what he would do. And so 25 years later, Isaac was born. And by then, Abraham was about 100. Hallelujah. I don't know if he ever played football with his son when he was 105 or 110, but there we go. But God, you see, kept his promise. And even though Abraham made the mistake of listening to his wife and going to bed with his wife's servant to give God a helping hand, that only ended in disaster. And we're still living with the repercussions of that. But God never regarded Ishmael as the son of the promise that he had given. The son of the promise had to be born to Sarah, not to Sarah's maidservant. So it was the promise as God gave it that was fulfilled. And I found that often, you know, people come to me and they're disappointed because they don't believe that God has fulfilled a promise that he's given them. And I usually say to them, now, what exactly did God say when he gave you the promise? And nearly always, when people haven't seen the fulfillment of the promise, it's because they haven't been living with the promise. They've been living with some false interpretation of the promise. And when they go back to what God actually said, then they realize that they'd assumed that it meant so and so and so and so, and so that's what they'd been expecting to happen, whereas that's not necessarily what God said. So it's always important for us to listen specifically to what he says. God gives you a promise, it's a good thing to write it down, so that you can go back to it and see exactly what it is he said to you. But anyway, here we are in verse 17. Why should God make his promises on earth? Because he wanted to make absolutely clear that his purposes never change. It is clear to all his children that he is faithful in keeping his word, because he confirmed his promises by taking an oath. He chose to do this for our sakes, so that we would know for certain that God would never lie and that his promises are utterly dependable. It is simply not possible for God to lie, because he is the truth. Amen. Now, I've mentioned, I haven't sort of talked to you about this very much, but I mentioned that one of the things I've done over the years, is to write out scriptures again and again and again, not just to do a word search on your computer, that's easy, but to write them out, to type them out, because hearing the word is faith building. And also, as with The Truth for Today, that the last book that I published, letting God speak personally through the scriptures and writing down what he's saying to me through the scriptures. You see, there are no shortcuts to becoming a man or woman of faith. Either you're going to do the business that is going to build up your faith day by day by day, or else your life, your spiritual life, is going to be a hit and miss. Sometimes you'll be in a place of faith and it'll work, other times you won't and it won't work. So, this, for example, is something that I did many years ago now. I wouldn't even like to think how many years ago. On all these sheets, and quite small because I reduced it in size when photocopied it, are promises from God, faith-building words from God, pages and pages and pages of them. There must be hundreds here because you would get, I don't know, about 20 on each page. All from the prophecy of Isaiah. Just from the prophecy of Isaiah. Because Isaiah is absolutely full of wonderful promises from God. And although that's part of the Old Testament, that's okay because we inherit all the promises of God. Abraham is our father. He is the father of all who have faith in the Lord. So you'll learn more as the term goes on about how God has incorporated us into Israel, into the tree, the olive tree that is Israel, just as we're incorporated into the vine of Jesus. So we, our roots are in the faith of the Old Testament. So it isn't that God has replaced the Old Testament with the New Testament, but he's fulfilled the Old Testament in the New Testament. So all the promises that are given in Isaiah are now fulfilled or being fulfilled, or some of them are yet to be fulfilled when Jesus comes again. So what we're going to do this morning is I'm going to simply declare some of these promises. You're going to stand up in a minute and come out of your places and stand in the middle here, because I don't see why I should be the only one who has to stand all morning. And you're going to affirm these promises. Now, the way to affirm a promise when you hear it is to say amen, yes, or hallelujah, or yes, Lord. Because what amen means, it shall be so. That shall be so in my life. And you see, when you hear a promise, goes into your brain, but doesn't necessarily affect your life until you affirm it. When you speak, then something happens. Just before we do it, listen to this, because you know, several of you asked for prayer for healing, didn't you, on Friday? And yesterday, some of you gave some testimony of healings that had happened. It's great what had happened to Noah, and she's wearing a hat to celebrate, obviously, this morning. Praise the Lord. I think it's the first time we've ever had a bowler hat at the 8 o'clock, but there's always a first time for anything. But you see, what some of you need to understand is that part of the healing process is to actually speak out that you have been healed. To remain silent is to deny what God has done. And what many people don't realize is that speaking out is part of the process. Listen to what Paul says. The word is near you, it is in your mouth and in your heart. See, the word of faith has got to be in your mouth as well as in your heart. Got that? That is the word of faith we are proclaiming. That if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe it in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now listen, for it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, but it is with your mouth that you confess and are healed. No, the scripture says saved, but you see, it's the same word. It's the same word in Greek. You can translate it healed or saved. Salvation is God's total healing of spirit, soul, and body. So if you translate it there as healed, it helps you to understand, for it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, it is with your mouth that you confess and are healed. Hello? Because the point is this, Jesus says from the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if you don't speak it, you don't believe it in your heart. So, you know, you can receive prayer and say, well, nothing happened. Well, if you believe nothing happened, nothing happened. God will honor your faith. But if on the other hand, you believe, I've just made a covenant with God that I've received the healing that he has promised, that he accomplished for me on the cross, therefore, from this moment, I confess my healing. You see, then there's a different heart, isn't there? And your mouth is declaring what is in your heart. Yes, I have the healing in my heart. My body hasn't yet caught up with the heart, but at least I've got the healing in my heart. And if it's in my heart, the body will catch up. So when you speak the promises of God, when you speak the truth of God, when you speak healing, when you speak freedom or whatever it is over your life, you're actually blessing yourself. You're able to enter more fully. So it's good to speak the promises of God over our lives. So I'm going to speak many of these promises out. I could get you to repeat them like a parrot, but I don't want you to do that. I want you to affirm it. I want you to hear what is being said and say, yes, Lord, that's true for me, and to praise the Lord. So we'll have a little bit of pause between each one while you're praising him and thanking him that that's the truth for you. Because the point is this, that if you belong to Jesus Christ, if you have been saved, according to my Bible, all the promises of God are yours. Every single one of them. All the promises that were given to Israel are yours. All the promises that were given through Jesus are yours. All the promises that are in the gospel are yours. All the promises in the prophets of the Old Testament are yours. All the promises in the epistles are yours. All the promises in the book of Revelation are yours. So praise God. So we're going to affirm these things over our lives. And by the time we finish, there should be such faith in this room that it'll be a miracle if the roof doesn't lift off. But you'll be shaking the rafters because you'll just be so happy. See, this is how you build faith in your life. You don't build faith in your life by coming to one lecture after another where people are talking about faith. You become a person of faith by speaking faith, by declaring faith over your life, because that's what's in your heart. So you need to hear it and understand, yeah, that's the truth. That's what God says in his word. Therefore, that's true for me. And some of the ones I'm going to begin with declare that there's no need for us to fear. So, you see, if you have fears in your life, don't just pray, oh, Lord, 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 take this fear away. Oh, Lord, just give me more boldness. Oh, Lord, give me more courage. No, keep affirming the word of God over your life, because that is what will change the fear into faith. Amen. So let's all stand. I'm not going to read out the verse numbers or anything, so you can put your Bibles down. Hallelujah. If anybody needs any translation at this point, perhaps somebody can be standing near someone to give them translation. Okay, are you ready? Come on then, just begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord, praise you, Lord, praise you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. You are so great. You are so mighty. Praise your holy name. I bless your holy name. Poratabaria letubakala sitari sandaria letubakala zutaba. Pupara zatabaria letubakala sitara. Sandabakataria letubakala sitara. I'm going to use the other mic. Pupara zatabaria tabura zutaba. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, I can't hear enough noise. I mean, this isn't praise, this is muttering. Come on, let's have some praise. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it, God says. In heaven they praise God with a loud voice. And we are to pray on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Puratapari aletu bakala sita di sandama. Okay, so here comes the first one. Listen and then affirm it and give God the glory and power and strength and praise that this is true for you. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's true for me. Thank you, Lord. When I'm weary, you strengthen me and you give power to me in my weakness. Praise your holy name. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Come on, express words. Don't just say, thank you, Lord, it's true for me. You will renew my strength. I will soar on wings like eagles. That's worship. When you worship, you're supposed to be soaring. Soaring above the earth in heavenly places. Come on, soar, soar, soar. Fly. Let your praise fly before God now. Soar on wings like angels. Hallelujah. Like eagles. Hallelujah. You are my servant. I have chosen you and not rejected you. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you. Praise you, Lord. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand, with my victorious right hand. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Lord. I thank you. Thank you, Father. Though you search for your enemies, you will not find them. Those who wage war against you will be as nothing at all. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. You overcome all opposition. Praise your holy name. For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Come on, the God of heaven and earth has made you that promise. Do not fear, I will help you. I will help you. Sometimes I put my name at the end of it. I will help you, Colin. See, make it personal. God's saying to you, hallelujah. Come on, I can't hear enough noise here. Oh, hallelujah. This is so wonderful. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I take hold of your hand. Thank you, Lord, you've taken hold of my hand. Thank you that you're leading me day by day. Thank you, Lord, I don't have to walk on my own. I walk with you, and you lead me in the way that you want me to go. I praise your wonderful and your holy name. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Come on, open your mouth. Speak in your own language, not in tongues. Speak in your own language. Thank God in your own language. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. You keep me safe in your care and your protection. Praise your holy name. You are precious and honored in my sight, and I love you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Yes, 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 yes. See, he's saying that again and again, again and again. He's saying, do not be afraid. I am with you, Colin. I am with you, whoever you are. I am with you. I am always with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. There's nothing to fear. Come on, give him glory. Oh, hallelujah. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Oh, we bless you. We praise you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. I'm your witness. I'm the servant that you have chosen. I give you all the glory. I, even I, am he who blots out your sins for my own sake and remembers your sins no more. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, you keep your promises and forget my sins. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. That's so wonderful. You forget my sins, but keep your promises. Praise you, holy name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Oh, I have swept away your offenses like a cloud, your sins like the morning mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Amen. It is so. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Are you getting built up in faith here? Come on. I will go before you and will level the mountains. I will break down gates of bronze and cut through bars of iron. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. No barrier is too strong for you to pull down, for you to overcome. Nothing is impossible for you. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I will give you the treasures of darkness, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who calls you by name. Amen. Things hidden to others are revealed to you. The treasures that God has in store for you. Come on, give him glory and thanks for that. Oh, praise you, Lord. Bless you, bless you, bless you, Jesus. I call you by name. This is amazing. See, aren't these promises amazing?
Yes.
I mean, listen. I call you by name and bestow on you a title of honor.
Yes.
Come on, thank the Lord for that. A title of honor. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This one's for me. Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. Thank you, Jesus. I have made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you. You can say, thank you, Lord. You're sustaining Pastor Colin. Hallelujah. in his old age. Praise your holy name. I'm only middle-aged, really, but hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I say, my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. Come on, give him the glory. Give him the glory. He's going to fulfill every plan and purpose that he has. Nobody is going to stop him. Nobody is going to hinder him from doing what he has planned to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What I have said, that will I bring about. What I have planned, that will I do. Come on. Hallelujah. That's a great promise. That's a great promise. If he has promised it, he will do it, because he wouldn't have promised it unless he intended to do it. It's very, very simple. Every promise he's given, he intends to fulfill. Come on, give him glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you what is best for you, who directs you in the way that you should go. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I bless you, Lord. I bless you. This is too good. It's almost too good. He who formed me in the womb is to be his servant, for I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has been my strength. Oh, I can say amen to that. Yes, 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 yes. You are my strength, Lord. I have no power of my own. You are my strength. You are my power. You are my everything. You are my all in all. And I praise you and I bless you. The Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, has chosen you. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, what a privilege to be chosen by you. What a privilege to live in you. What a privilege to have you living in me. Oh, Lord, Lord, it's so amazing. It's so amazing to be one of your chosen ones. Praise your holy name. Oh, hallelujah. In the time of my favor, I will answer you. And in the day of salvation, I will help you. I will keep you, and I will make you to be a covenant for the people, to restore the land and to reassign its desolate inheritances, to say to the captives, come out, and to those in the darkness, be free. Hallelujah. Come on, you share in that ministry. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Thank you that our words will have such power and such authority that we will say, come out and be free. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Bless you, Jesus. Oh, wonderful, wonderful Lord. For the Lord comforts, that means strengthens his people, and will have compassion on his afflicted ones. Thank you, Lord. Whenever I'm afflicted, you have compassion, which means that you answer the need. You don't just feel sorry for me. You do something about it. Praise your holy name. Praise your wonderful and your holy name. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Are you ready? Here's a short one, but oh, it's a great one. Are you ready? God, this is the word of God, see? He says, I will not forget you. Amen. I think you can do better than that. I will not forget you. Do you know you're in God's heart and mind all the time? Yes. He is God. He can handle all of us at once. But you're in his mind all the time. I will not forget you. Sometimes, you know, when things don't go your way, you think, does God know what's going on? Has he forgotten me? No, he's never forgotten. Never forgets you. Hallelujah. Oh, it's there in Isaiah. See, I have engraved you on the palm of my hands. Is that all you can do in response to that? Every time he looks at his hand, he sees your name engraved on the palm of his hand. Hallelujah. He's got big hands, lots of names, but he sees your name engraved on his hand. Hallelujah. Come on, you can do better than that. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You will know that I am the Lord. Those who hope in me will not be disappointed. Thank you, Lord. My hope is in you, and I will not be disappointed. Praise your holy name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. I will contend with those who contend with you. For those of you, English is not that good. That means anyone who comes against you, they're coming against me, and I will deal with them. That's what that means. And your children, I will save.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. The sovereign Lord has given me... Now, you need to say this. I know this is true for me, but you need to say this over your own life, right? The sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. God has given you an instructed tongue so you can speak life, you can speak strength, you can speak healing, you can speak freedom, you can speak deliverance over other people's lives. He's given you an instructed tongue. And one of the reasons why you're here at Rafi is that your tongue will become more instructed. Not just your heart, you see, because it's got to be spoken out. What is in the heart's got to be spoken out, otherwise it's not effective. What is in your heart doesn't do anybody any good until you speak it or act upon it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So come on, thank the Lord that he's given you an instructed tongue. Oh, thank you, Lord. My words will sustain the weary. Praise you, Lord. My salvation will last forever. My righteousness will never fail.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I am he who strengthens you. Come on, put your name on the end of that and thank the Lord. I, even I, am he that strengthens you. For I am the Lord your God. The Lord Almighty is his name. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. I have put my words in your mouth and covered you with the shadow of my hand. You see, you're living under the shadow of his hand every day. You're living under the shadow of his glory. That cloud of glory is over you. Not a cloud of depression. Not a cloud of heaviness. Not a cloud of sin. But the cloud of glory. Because his hand covers you. You're living under the shadow of his hand. Praise your holy name. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. I love this. Oh, thank you, Lord. Without money, you will be redeemed. Isn't that good? Because some of you don't have much. So thank the Lord that your redemption has got nothing to do with money. Praise you, Lord. My people will know my name. Therefore, in that day, they will know it is I who foretold all that I would do. Praise your name. How beautiful. Oh, come on, look at your feet. Look at your feet. Not your shoes. Just pretend you can see your feet inside the shoes. Right? How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. Come on. Thank the Lord for beautiful feet. Isn't God amazing? You speak with your mouth. You see, speaking with your mouth gives you beautiful feet. Strange, isn't it? But if you don't speak it, you don't have beautiful feet. I've got beautiful feet. You can't see them, but they're beautiful feet. They're absolutely beautiful feet because I spent a lifetime speaking out the word of God. Hallelujah. I don't want to make you jealous, so... Okay. The Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. Come on, thank him for that. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds, we are healed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Do not be afraid. Are you listening? Do not be afraid. You will not suffer shame. Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. Come on, that's a great promise. Come on, that's a great, great promise. Pura la bazarabari aleruba kalasitri sandama. Bapari aleruba kalasitri sandari aleruba kalasitaba. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. The Lord will call you back with deep compassion. I will bring you back, says the Lord. If you ever stray, God brings you back unto the narrow way. Come on, thank him for his love, his mercy, his grace. Oh, praise you, Lord. With everlasting kindness, I will have compassion on you, says the Lord, your Redeemer. Oh, he cares about you. Come on, thank him. Oh, thank you, Lord. My unfailing, oh, it's almost too much, isn't it? I mean, my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. See, that's his faithfulness. Even when you are not faithful, he remains faithful. Come on, lift your hands, lift your voice, give him glory. He's always faithful. He's always faithful. Here's one for you who are parents. All your sons will be taught by the Lord, and great will be your children's peace. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. In righteousness, you will be established. Tyranny, that's, you know, really bad stuff. Tyranny will be far from you. You will have nothing to fear. Terror will be far removed. It will not come near you. Yes! Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. No weapon formed against you will prevail. And you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, wonderful Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purposes for which I sent it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every word that God speaks into your heart, he watches over to see it performed. Praise your holy name. Bless you, Jesus. Oh, bless you, bless you, bless you, Lord. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Oh, I think the trees are making more noise than you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Pura la bazara balati tara malandama. I will bring you to my holy mountain and give you joy in my house of prayer. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. What a God. I mean, this is just a small selection. The Lord will guide you always. Amen. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. You will be like that. You will be like that. You will be like that. Come on, give him glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, are you ready? He has endowed you or clothed you. He has clothed you with splendor. You can do better than that. Surely you could do better than that. Oh. Means he's given you glory. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Oh, rasatabari aleto bagalazino. Instead of their shame, my people will receive a double portion. And instead of disgrace, they will rejoice in their inheritance. And so they will inherit a double portion in their land. Come on, let's believe this. We're gonna inherit a double portion in our land. And everlasting joy will be theirs. Come on. Yes, Lord, I'm believing for the double portion. The double portion. We're not just going to take a little bit of land. We're going to take a double portion for your kingdom purposes. And we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, this is so good. So good. Before you call, I will answer. Amen. While you are still speaking, I will hear. Yes. Oh, hallelujah. This is the one I esteem. I really value. He who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word. See, the fear of God, the fear of his word, in the sense of being in awe of what he says. Are you trembling at his word this morning? Come on, praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, that's enough to be going on with. I think we just praise the Lord now. All these wonderful truths and so many more. Praise you, Jesus. O papare alero bakarasi tiri sandama. O papare alero bakarasi tiri sandare alero bakarazotri sandama. O papare alero bakarasi tiri sandama. O papare alero bakarasi tiri sandama. O papare alero bakarasi tiri sandama. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now you see, when I speak these words, I get excited. You can see I'm excited this morning. It's not an emotional excitement. I don't feel emotional at all, but I'm excited. My spirit is excited. See, it's not just my soul. My spirit is excited because I'm agreeing with the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit and the Word work together in our lives. But the point is, I've made these promises my own. They're not promises in a book. I've made them my own. I've extracted them from the book, written them down. I mean, this was just a small selection. I took two or three from every page, and there's about 20 on each page. So this is just a small selection, but I've made all of them my own, not just the ones I've read out. They're mine, because I belong to him. And what you need to do is make the promises of God yours. Make these statements of truth, statements about you. Yes, Lord. I'm one of your covenant children. All the promises you've given are mine. How do we know that? Because the scripture says Jesus is the yes and the amen to all the promises of God. Old Testament and New Testament, to all the promises of God. He's the yes and the amen. Now, do you realize what that means? As we've been affirming these things, in heaven, Jesus has been saying, yes, amen. And when Jesus says, yes, amen, all heaven says, yes, amen with him.
Amen.
So you see, when you affirm the truth here on earth. Heaven is affirming the truth with you.
Amen.
It's amazing. But, you know, don't just sort of read these things in the Bible. Jesus is the yes and the amen to all the promises of God. Just think what it means. He's saying yes, amen, when anybody believes the promises.
Yes.
So when you believe the promise, you fulfill what the promise, you receive what the promise is promising.
Yeah. Amen.
It becomes yours. It's mine. It's mine, it's mine. All these things are mine. I'll let you share them, but they're all mine. See? And if they live in me, they can live in others.
Amen.
So I don't sort of read them. You know, sometimes you hear in services people reading the Bible, and it's so boring because they're not living what they're reading. Huh? But when you're living what you're reading, it's full of life.
Yes.
And imparts life.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's just praise the Lord now. Thank him for all these things. Praise you, Jesus. I bless you, Lord. I give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. I bless your wonderful and your holy name. What a great and mighty God you are. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Pura la basata pari alero bakalasitu di sandama. O papari alero bakalasitu di sandama. O papari alero bakalasitu di sandari alero bakalasutama. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Pura tapari alero bakalasitama. Thank you, Lord. We can get our eyes off of ourselves and focus on what you are saying. What you say is always the truth. What we feel is not always the truth. But what you say is always the truth. Your words are spirit and life. And we give you glory. We give you honor and praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Karalaba satapari alero bakala sitri sandama. O papari alero bakala sitri sandari alero bakala sidama. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Come on, it's got to get a lot noisier in here before we finish. Oh, we've got to really praise God with all of our hearts. All of our hearts. You know, some of you are still reluctant to speak out, and I can see some of you muttering and mumbling. Do you know, when you really begin to declare these things loudly, as they do in heaven, something breaks within you. Something that has restricted you gets released, or you get released from it. So it's not a question of, oh, just speak loudly because that's what Pastor Colin wants you to do. No, 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 no. I'm trying to help you. You see, some of you may say, well, it's not my style. That's what's wrong with you. You see, God is saying, well, make it your style. Because it's my word. Open your mouth and I will fill it. Some of you are hardly opening your mouths. So come on, let's really praise the Lord now. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. I bless your holy name. I praise your holy name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory be to your holy name. Wonderful, 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 Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Pura la basatabari alero bakalasituri sandari alero bakalasidaba. O papari alero bakalasituri sandari alero bakalasundama. O papari alero bakalasituri sandama. O papari alero bakalasidaba randama. Boratabari alero bakalasituri sandama. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Right now, I'm going to quote you another one. I wouldn't mind. Well, I'm not a betting person, but if I was, I wouldn't mind betting that some of you don't even know this is there, but it's in Isaiah. Listen to this. You belong to Zion, don't you? You're part of the city of our God. The people of praise. Zion are the people of praise. Yeah? Listen. No one living in Zion will say, I am ill. And the sins of those who dwell there will be forgiven.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Bless your holy name. Purala basadabari alerabakala sidri sandama. Oh, paparata barianama. I'll give you another one to go with that. You restored me to health and let me live.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. See, you speak healing and health. You don't speak illness. You don't speak sickness. No one will say, I'm ill. No, people will say, no, I'm healed. By the stripes of Jesus. By the mercy of God. By the grace of God. By the power of God. Through the love of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, it's all so wonderful. You are so wonderful. Therefore, all the words you've spoken are wonderful. Your promises are wonderful. And I praise you this morning because you took an oath. You swore by yourself that all your promises would be fulfilled.
Amen.
And that not one of your words would fail to be fulfilled. So I thank you, Lord, for all these words. They're words of life. They're words of health. They're words of healing. Praise your wonderful name. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. I bless your holy name. I praise your holy name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. And I read these words to students last week, so just listen again from Proverbs. My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to a man's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Put away perversity, anything that disagrees with his word. Put away perversity from your mouth. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Make level paths for your feet, and take only ways that are firm. Do not swerve to the right or the left. Keep your foot from evil. Praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Lord. Puratabaria letter pakala sitri samma. Okay, now before we finish, what you're going to do is this. I want you to go to three different people. All right? And I want you to say to each of them, what of those promises that has particularly impacted you this morning? I mean, I trust all of them have, but there's probably one or two who say, yeah, I needed to hear that. And I want you to speak that promise out to those three people, because that will help to make it your own.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.